What do you need to release to God right now? What do you need to actually give to Him? What do you need to let Him take control over? What do you need to trust Him with?
The word of the day is release.
Release. Let it go.
Because you ain't got all the answers, no way. So why not listen to the person that do? If you really and truly trust Him and really and truly believe that He's Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, He stands outside of time, He knows past, present, and future, that He's already put in place things for you in the future that you have no idea about, and that everything that He's putting for you in the future is good things because He wants to bless you. He wants you to prosper. He wants to give you a hope in the future. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord.
Welcome to 1322 Life, where faith meets financial strategies. I'm Bree Smith, CPA, and I believe that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. As stated in Proverbs 13:22, this podcast is your guide to building generational wealth God's way.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so sorry we're running late. I was actually working with a client, and I take time for my clients. So unfortunately, it's like, when I used to go to the doctor's office, I hated waiting forever to see my doctor. But then I love going to see my doctor because they actually took time to talk to me. But the thing was, they did that with everybody, which sometimes would make me late to be able to get in there. So I'd be waiting there 30 minutes or more, but she would just actually take the time to make sure you really understood your health. And I kind of take that approach. I really do take that approach inside of my business, where I take the time with people. Whatever you have going on, I have time to talk about it. I have time to go through your issue with you, because people are going through things that are very serious to them and really matter. And so I just wanted to make sure that I apologize, because I'm hoping you guys were so excited for today and we're like, where are you, Bree? I need 1322 Life. So I'm very happy to be here with you guys, and happy that I also will not be hearing that like on a cycle on YouTube. But hello, hello, welcome. Make sure you drop where you're watching from, and make sure you like and subscribe. We are trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. Why? Because YouTube will actually allow us to reach more people that way. I'm not even thinking about monetizing. I don't know. Like, I don't think about that. I don't know what kind of checks YouTube gives, but what I really want to do is just have a greater impact and a greater reach and be able to spread more knowledge and information to people. And I think that that's what really matters. So, you know, if people want to sign up for services, that's great. But I also want to make sure that we just are able to make an impact, that people can maybe listen to this and be able to grab a lot of value. It's made a big difference for me. So I've been listening to a lot more podcasts and just getting back to just more so filling myself with positivity and learning and advancement instead of drama from TV shows. And so we gave up TV for Lent, where basically during that time of that 40 days of prayer and fasting, we gave up anything secular. So I gave up all secular TV shows and movies, which just means not Christian or not, you know, non-religious. And I had a problem, guys. Like, I will binge watch a show, or I used to. I would binge watch shows because I have to start from the beginning. So with Grey's Anatomy, they were already 13, 14 seasons in. And I'm like, I do not want to start this. I think they were like 16 seasons in. I'm like, I do not want to start this because I have to start from the beginning. And I took the time for months and I watched every single episode up until I stopped watching it like a year ago. Like, that was my show. So I just want you guys to like be able to see there's a great impact with being able to more so leave the drama alone, because whatever's going on with Grey's Anatomy ain't got nothing to do with me and helping my bank account. But what does help me is when I'm able to, even if I don't have a circle of people that are always talking positively to me, not to say that they don't, but I'm always busy. I'm always working, right? So what can I do? I can fill myself up with knowledge. I can be, while I'm doing returns and things like that, I can listen to a podcast or listen to a sermon, just something encouraging. And I want to be able to give someone else that, and hopefully it's something that will be so positive and uplifting that it actually shifts their family tree for generations. So I know we've been slow walking this thing. We've been talking a lot about discipline. We got to talk a little bit about what I call a lot lifestyle, listen, obey, and trust. That is something that God gave me. And today, we're going to be talking about releasing control. Woo! It's a word. Oh, I didn't even bring my Bible over here with me. I guess I'm going to have to use the one on the internet. Yes, we're going to talk about releasing control because that is something that has helped me tremendously, is helping me tremendously in real time. Like I said, I've come to talk to you guys about things that God has worked on me on, is working on me with, or, you know, things like that, that I know have made an impact in my life. And so I want to make sure that we can talk about things that can help you make an impact in your life as well, because a lot of times there's some roadblocks that are just happening on a spiritual level that will stop us from having the finances that we want to see in reality, you know? And so money is tangible, but sometimes when we're fighting, you know, the word says that we are not fighting against flesh and bone, but against spirits and things in the spirit realm. And so if we're fighting against things in the spirit realm, that means that we need to make sure that we have the proper tools in order to succeed in that area, right? And so for me, one of the things God has been working on me with, I'm still working on me with, but I actually feel like I'm getting somewhere enough that I can talk to somebody else about it and tell them something valuable, is releasing control. Now, I would not call myself a control freak at all at no point in my life. Others may have, but I would not consider myself one. I'm just someone that likes stuff done a certain way or thinks that, you know, I have to get it done myself or it's not going to be done right because I've been disappointed by people in life, you know. So people have shown me that they come with a lot of disappointment and that they let you down. And so because of that, I just do it myself. But what God has been working on me with is releasing. And releasing control allows me to also focus on things that I love more. Releasing control allows me not to let people and their actions dictate how I feel. Releasing control allows me to also trust God through the process. Releasing control means that I'm no longer in a space where I feel like I have to do this, that, or the third in order for XYZ to happen. If I do ABC, XYZ will happen. And, you know, I don't know if anybody up here is listening is a planner. Is anyone feel like, you know, like my plans have plans, my backup plans got backup plans? Like, you know, like you're just a planner. You plan for things. And if things don't go accordingly, then you have a backup plan for when that happens. You know, that's who I am. I'm a certified public accountant, guys. I'm about to be a certified financial planner. I am a planner. I thrive in organization and plans. And so this ain't biblical. This is just people. You know, they say, if you want to hear God laugh, tell them your plan. But I think that God loves us to be able to plan, and because he tells us to write the vision and make it plain. He tells in Book 2:2, he tells us things like, you know, how we need to have vision, and without vision, you know, people perish. And he tells us about how we need to be able to be hard workers and things like that. Like how if you're lazy, then you're poor and like you're not going to get anywhere. So he tells us those things. But if you're someone like me, I've been told I have, like, you know, I guess a type A personality, whatever that means. But if you're someone like me, then you may look at it and say, okay, well, then how do I deal with this from an aspect of releasing control? Because I feel like I have to take care of these things. You know, faith without works is dead. That's one of my favorite Bible verses. So, you know, I'm always putting in my work because it's not enough to just trust and believe. We got to do our part, right? The problem is that sometimes we think our part is too much. And so this is what I've really been trying to figure out with God, because I was confused. Okay. I was like, well, I got to do my part. I can't be out here lazy. I read Proverbs. Read the whole thing, made it through there. Like, I have to be able to do what you told me to do. I have to be able to implement the things that you're telling me. I have to make sure that I'm not being lazy, that I'm doing my part because I want you to bless me. I have to give you something to bless. I have to, you know, make sure that I'm not like the person that was given one talent and just burying it in the ground. And then when you come back and say, hey, I got exactly what you gave me, I didn't lose it. I want to be like the one that you gave 5 and then I was able to double it and give you back 10 when you came back. So there's different things, and I want to hear a well done, my good and faithful servant, like it says on my shirt. And that is what, Matthew 25:21. I want to hear well done. Well done. And so it's like, how do I get to the space where, God, you'll give me a well done? How do I get to this space where I'm going to be able to have the lifestyle that I want for my family? How do I get to this space where I'm going to be able to create the generational wealth? How do I get to this space and honor you and also release control? I just need to sink in. Release control. Because when we release control, now it's like, it's not about what I do. It's about trusting God with it. But then it's like, oh, faith without works is dead. So how does this work? So I'm going to break this down as simple as I can for you and to the best of my ability for you. And if you don't understand it, go pray about it and ask God for your own understanding. Okay? Because I'm doing my best. The way that God has shown that to me is when I release control, it's not that I'm being lazy. It's just that I'm trusting that what God told me to do is actually going to work. So I'm going to give you some examples of me personally releasing control. I think I told you guys in last episode or episode before last, one of my struggles has been rising on time and ending on time. Okay, I'm a night owl. I prefer to stay up, work until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, sleep in until 9, 10, 11 o'clock the next day, then get started. That's the whole point of being an entrepreneur, right? Being able to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, whatever the case may be. And my husband take the kids to school in the morning. I don't see why this would not work. However, God has instead encouraged and challenged me to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, which means I need to be in bed about 9, 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, you didn't even create me this way. I was born like this. I was born a night owl. What are you doing? And I mean, it's like it's generational. My mama don't like getting up. My grandma, I thought that she was a morning bird. She just learned how to get to work on time. But she don't like getting up in the morning. Like, this is generational. We are not morning people. My son, he's not a morning person. Neither is my daughter. My offspring, they are not morning people. My son told my husband yesterday, he said, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to wake up. Like, he's two. He's just like, my husband's like, good morning. He's, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to wake up. Meanwhile, he does not want to go to bed on time either. And it's hilarious, but it's just like, that's how I feel in the morning. It's like, don't want to go to the gym. Don't want to wake up right now. Don't want to work. Leave me alone. And at nighttime, I'm like, oh, I can get so much more done. Let me keep working. Let me keep working. Why do I have to shut it off? So for me, it would work better if I could just give into my default setting, because other people have a default setting of being morning people, right? But I feel like God is telling me this for a reason. I feel like if I don't work at night, personally, I feel like, oh, stuff won't get done on time. I'll be behind. Whereas God says, if you go to bed on time, it'll work itself out in the morning. So I said, okay. So I've been trying. I've been failing at getting up early in the morning again. I had my little 3 weeks of getting up at 5 a.m. I'm working on getting back to doing that. But I've been doing better with going to bed on time. Shutting it down at 9, 10:30 o'clock or 10:30 at night at the latest. So I've been working on that part. And what I found is God is actually sending me the people that I need to help get things done. We've been able to hire the positions we had open for the last few weeks. Thank you, Jesus. We've been able to find the people we need to help us. I have another person that's helping me to even review the tax returns after they were prepared. All sorts of things are falling in place. But I believe that's because of my obedience. See, I relinquished control and said, God, I'll do things your way. And it didn't make sense to me. But then he made a way. And it's like, ah, that makes sense. So you're sending me people that can do it so that I don't have to do it. So that during the day when I don't have time to do it, which I knew I didn't have time to do it, someone else is working on that while I'm, say, talking to a client for an hour or whatever the case may be because they need help. And there's only so many hours in a day. And so I get it. Releasing control also looks like, you know, people doing nasty things to you and just being like, you know what? I'm not going to react. I'm not going to get angry. You are sowing a bad harvest for yourself. And you reap what you sow. And I'm going to let God let you reap whatever. Like, he's going to deal with you. But I'm not going to retaliate. I'm not going to be nasty back to you. Because I'm not going to sow negative seeds into my own life. I don't need to reap a negative harvest 100-fold. I don't need to reap disrespect. I don't need to, you know, reap unfairness. I don't need to reap nasty attitudes. I don't need to reap any of that in my harvest. So I'm gonna let you have it. And you can feel like you're getting over. You can feel great about it in the moment. But when things start happening to you in your life and you got all this turmoil and you don't understand why, it's because you ain't know how to treat people. So, you know, it's like you will reap what you sow. So that's what I'm seeing. I'm releasing control. I'm not looking at, oh, how can I get back at that person? Oh, next time they ask me for something, it's going to be a no. Mm-mm. If I got it, I'll give it. If I can, I will. But what I'm not going to do is block my blessings. You're going to deal with God about what you did wrong. And I'm going to do my best to do the right thing so that I don't reap that. That's what releasing control looks like for me in real time. The other thing is, releasing control looks like to me, I haven't been out networking as much lately. So usually the main way that I get clients is through my wonderful referrals from all of my clients and from me just going out and meeting people. People meet me, they love me because, you know, I'm awesome. And then they want to work with me and I'm able to bring more people in. But I haven't been doing that as much lately because I've been focused on trying to get serve the clients I already have with excellence. And I feel like, you know, we're behind on that. So I've just been working on returns and trying to hire the right people and helping my staff. I haven't had time to really go out and about. I've missed a lot of events. I missed speaking engagements. All sorts of stuff. Like I didn't get home from driving back from Atlanta until like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was beat, and I had to speak at like 11:30, and I was like, I'm not gonna have any sleep. What do I do here? And I rested. That's what I did. It was a Sunday, and I rested. Because it was just like, I'm going to be no good and my whole week will be off because if I don't get to sleep now, if I don't rest today, I'm going to be cranky and sleepy all week. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a morning person. And then me on little sleep does not work. I need my 8+ hours of sleep each day or it just messes up my entire, it messes up my next day. It messes me up for days at a time to a week. So I missed out on some things and I just had to trust God with it. I said, well, it's Sunday. I need to rest. I just got done driving, you know, 9-10+ hours. It's going to have to be what it's going to have to be. And it was like, you know, I can't make it into church. What I look like then saying, oh, but I can make it to this event. So I had to release control and just trust God with it. I had to release control, just release. Me, it's like, I got to do it all. I said I was going to be there. I'm going to be there. I said I got to do this. I'm going to do this. You know, I got to be building the business to get more clients. And I got to be out here, you know, working and it'll figure itself out. I can't stop. But instead, I've been releasing control, which looks like me being able to say, pause. Let me stop. Let me reevaluate some things. What are the priorities right now? What do I actually have time for? And so I haven't been at networking events. You probably won't see me at any this month. I have one on my calendar today. I'm not making it. Or no, it's for tomorrow. But I'm not making it. because I still have returns I need to get done. And so I'm working on getting the clients I've already been trusted with, served with excellence, getting them out the door and done. And then I will work on the next thing. Because I haven't even had time to study. So that's what's up next is serve these clients with excellence and study. That's it. That's all I have time for and spend time with my kids. My baby's birthday is this Sunday. My beautiful blessing from God, my miracle baby. Not that he came in the world struggling, but it was a miracle for me to have him. Nonetheless, I'll tell that story another day. But yes, it's just releasing control. Releasing control. So I want you guys to start thinking about what can you release right now? What are some areas or some things that you need to just release to God? What are some things that God has told you and you just need to trust him on? I need to trust him that if I go to bed on time and if I wake up on time, that I will get everything that I need done. I'll be energized. I'll have a productive and great day. I need to trust him that he will send the people and all the resources I need to be able to serve clients with excellence. I need to trust him that if I keep going to this gym, even though I went there for 3 to 4 weeks straight and I only lost 1 pound, the weight will come off. There's different things I need to trust him with. But what are some things you need to trust him with? What has he told you that you have been hesitant to do, or that you don't think really matter that much, or it doesn't seem like that big of a deal? Like, why are you tripping? What are some things that you need to release? So I just want you guys to think about that, because a lot of times we don't. We instead look at it like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, or it can wait, or let me postpone this thing. But no, what do you need to release to God right now? What do you need to actually give to him? What do you need to let him take control over? What do you need to trust him with? The word of the day is release. Release. Let it go. Because you ain't got all the answers, no way. So why not listen to the person that do? If you really and truly trust him and really and truly believe that he's Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, he stands outside of time, he knows past, present, and future, that he's already put in place things for you in the future that you have no idea about, and that everything that he's putting for you in the future is good things because he wants to bless you. He wants you to prosper. He wants to give you a hope in a future. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. He wants to prosper you and not harm you. So if you know that that is his heart posture, if you know that that's what he desires to do, and if you know that he is planning for you, then can you release control and give it to his plan instead of your own? And what does that look like for you? What does that look like? For me, it's looked like trusting other people to get things done. I was reviewing a return. I'm like, oh, this got done for a client. And I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to do it. It got done. This is wonderful. I can actually trust other people to do it. It was like a ta-da moment. Like, hey, as long as they're served with excellence, that's all that matters. Like, so if I have someone else that can review this and get it done with excellence, like, you know, me being me, I am still reviewing things, making sure everything's good to go, because I'm just a little like anal right now. I'm a work in progress, okay? But still, it's just like, hey, in a few months, I may not even have to look at this anymore. I can trust that, hey, what you did is good. It's good to go. Let's just send this off. And then I can more so focus on the strategy and talking with clients and helping people, because I love helping people. I love connecting with people. Like I said, the reason why I was late to this is because my last call ran over with a client and he hadn't even paid me yet. So I can't really even call him a client yet, but I just know that he will be a client because I took the time. I gave him an hour of my time just to go over his situation and what it looks like for taxes and things like that, because he wasn't getting good advice on it. And so then I was able to, you know, ask the right questions to be able to find out, okay, this person told you have a $50,000 bill. And now I'm able to say that, hey, depending on A, B, and C, X, Y, Z, your bill can be anywhere from $7,000 to $35,000. We just got to work in and see what the facts are. But there's different things that we can take into account that, you know, one, that bill should have never been estimated to be $50,000. Two, even when I pull up all of the tax rates and everything, unless you're making, you know, crazy astronomical money, like over $600,000 a year, which they are not, you're not even in that tax bracket. And even if you were, that wouldn't be how much you would be paying either. And it's like, for federal and state, the worst case scenario I can get out of here is $35,000 at the max. And the best case scenario I'm able to do is $7,000. And that's because it's real estate, guys. So everyone's tax situation is the same. I'm not saying if you come to me and you say, hey, my other tax person or CPA told me I'm gonna have to pay $50K. It might be $50K that you have to pay. It does not always happen that way, but based on his facts and circumstances and situation, it's able to vary all the way as low as like $7,000, depending on what we're able to prove with the help of the team that we have. So, I mean, just looking at those things, it makes a difference. And I love being able to nerd out and be able to say, okay, let me just work on a strategy and a plan with you and let me see how we can mitigate this. And then I just tell my staff, hey, this is what needs to be done on this client based on these facts and circumstances, and this is how you do it. I don't have to be the one taking the time, consuming time to put it into the software if I tell you how to do it and I've gone over everything. And that feels so much better to me. It gets me excited. But, you know, I'm still working on having enough staff so that we can get it done. So I'm still doing returns. I'm still working on things. But I see where God is moving me because I also want to spend more time even with this podcast. I want to see what it's going to look like in the future. Like, how can I make sure I'm pouring out value for you guys every single week and make this something that you crave to listen to every week and that gives you so much value and actually helps transform your life and your family's lives? So I want to put more time into that. And that's what I plan to start doing as well. So there are a lot of great things that are on the way. And it's because I'm releasing control. Because I'm choosing to trust God and release control and get the right people in place, things are about to look completely different at my company. So I'm just telling you what I'm doing personally, but you can do it too. Release. God will figure it out. Tomorrow will worry about itself. It will take care of itself. I'm not saying procrastinate. I'm not saying to be lazy all day. I'm not saying to BS your day away. And you know what BS stands for. I'm not saying for you to just ignore your responsibilities. No, I'm not saying for you not to put in the work. But I'm saying release. There's a difference between rest and laziness. There's a difference between, you know, trying to outwork God, trying to think that, you know, you got all the answers and be your own God and actually trusting the one and only true God. There's a difference. Now, you know, I know there's some people out here saying, oh, I am God. Oh, okay. Well, how about you going to the hospital here? Heal everybody. Heal everybody. I don't care what the ailment is. Heal everybody. Just say a word and they are healed since you God. You're not. So stop trying to play God in your lives. We're here because we actually believe in the one and only true God. Let him do his job. Trust him that he has great plans for him, for you. Trust him that he wants to give you hope in the future. Trust that he only wants the best for you. And trust that you will reap what you sow. Like I said, for these people that are doing nasty and ugly things, we serve a God that is both. He disciplines the ones he loves. And if he doesn't discipline them, then, ooh, they got a whole lot more problems because they don't belong to him. And if you don't belong to him, then you're on your pathway to hell. So either way, I don't want to be you, because if your daddy is the devil, then your life ain't looking good no way. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care. You ain't got peace because you ain't got the Prince of Peace. Hello. You ain't got true wealth because you ain't got no joy in your heart. The joy of the Lord is my strength. You are weak right now if you ain't got the Lord. So, I mean, there's just certain things that the world just doesn't have. I don't care what it looks like they got going on. I don't care what their Instagram look like, their reels, whatever. Without God, we have nothing. And so if we got God, we're already wealthy. We're already well. We got the Prince of Peace. We have joy that surpasses understanding. We have comfort when it doesn't make sense. We don't grieve like others grieve. We have so many great things that happen for us, right? And we get in trouble faster than others too. We can't do what they do and get away with it for as long as they do. Why? Because he disciplines the ones he loves. If you belong to him, he's going to discipline you. So I don't want anybody to be thinking I'm just over here speaking some kind of prosperity gospel where God is just a genie in the sky wanting to give you everything your heart desires and will let you, you know, treat his people any kind of way, treat yourself any kind of way and do whatever wickedness or sin you want to do and then it'd be okay. That ain't it. Say, oh, forgive me. It's not enough. That's not how it works. But just know that on this side, it's better. It's better to trust them and to love them than it is to have to try and be in control of everything. That's what everybody else got to do. The people that don't believe in him, they have to be in control of everything. They have to do everything themselves because they all they got. But when you got God, his burden is light and his yoke is easy. Which means you ain't got to wear all of that. You ain't got to carry all of that. Bro, sis, you can sit up high. Like, you don't have to feel the burden on your shoulders. God will take that for you. He'll carry it for you. He'll do it for you. And I want to tell you, even though I haven't been networking or out there, my calendar's still full every Tuesday and Thursday. Still booked up. Because those are my days that I meet with clients. And I still even had to meet with a client today because they couldn't get in Tuesday, Thursday. They had something really fat that they really needed urgently taken care of. So I, you know, discussed that with them. It's like, God, how? Because he's doing it, because he's in control. And he's like, if you trust me, I'll do it. If you trust me, you'll have everything else. If you trust me, you will lack nothing. So that's just the path I'm on. I hope y'all will join me on it. It's a journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I haven't reached anybody's finish line because I'm alive. But I hope this helped you. I hope this blessed you. Like and subscribe. Like I said, when we get to 1,000 subscribers, YouTube will actually allow more people to see us. Right now, after I hit end on this, y'all can't even see the clip because it won't even let us download our podcast until a day or so later after we air. So, I mean, there's all these different things that YouTube puts in place to restrict us while we're small, because I guess they want to make sure that we're not putting out foolishness. I don't know. But regardless, it limits who can see us. It limits what we're able to do. And so we want to be able to help as many people as possible. Thank you to all of our new subscribers. We've gotten over 50 people just in the past month, just since the launch of this podcast. It has been ticking up like crazy. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that has already decided to hit that like and subscribe button. I'm happy for each and every last one of you that want to spend time with me each week or whenever you have time to tune in. So thank you. And please, if you haven't already, like and subscribe so that we can reach more people. I want to help win souls for Christ, even with a podcast. I want to help change the lives of families, even with the podcast. Even if they never hire me, I want to be able to help them in some way, shape, or form. So help me do it. All right. Until next week. Bye.